from Targeted Individual as Lone Wolf Terrorist, Introduction to the OpCatalyst website, now removed from the internet. The powers that be profit from domestic terror and warfare, and they will frame those who resist the mafia state as potential terrorists to eliminate them. The public is in the most danger it has ever been in, and if it comes to understand precisely why, wireless biometric monitoring has been established to target any resistance. This may be why I'm still alive to be the first to break the bad news. Those who remain free are free to move only in a cage of illusions. I also regret to inform that personal privacy is dead, and a continued lack of privacy eventually drives people insane. Nobody knows this better than those who developed VT, virtual telepathy, biometric tracking, and EEG brain pattern influencing. If anything, consider this recording an urgent public health and safety notice. Visit my website, opcatalyst.net, and its YouTube channel, Twitter feed, and photo, audio, and print evidence archive on Mediafire. There are many PDFs linked on the website itself, evidencing my years of abuse and entrapment by the RCMP, CSIS, and the Toronto Police Service. You'll find print materials, even audio recordings, of them fabricating evidence and lying to me, both personally and on the public record. One recording has a counterintelligence provocateur lying at an average speed of 7 times per minute. The compulsive lying is concurrent with the use of wireless surveillance technology to fabricate any law enforceable crisis. As if bringing a Hollywood movie production to the city streets, the secret police can deceive anyone from passersby to the regular police to the media who document the aftermath. As I have experienced firsthand for years, plain-clothed intelligence assets and paid informants are used as crisis actors and witnesses to sell the surveillance production as legal reality. It works because as soon as lawyers and judges hear terror, they know their reputation and career get a major boost for doing whatever the police want done to the suspect, especially if a target has been diagnosed insane from the required counterintelligence stalking procedures. Layers of surveillance are already in place before any staged crisis is initiated. Many disasters were staged around me to see how I would react. A car crash at the Israeli embassy, a rape in a parked car, a takedown of a cabbie with automatic weapons the day after 9/11, a swarming of police officers as I walked alone at night, a fake rooftop fire, and even a faked movie set. The secret police want to see how you will react in a black operation, hoping you will run away to sell the resulting CCTV video as an admission of your own guilt. I never ran, and instead documented whatever setups I could, which will be released in the future through OpCatalyst. If something can be vocalized by the human brain, it can be sampled by the wireless brain-computer interface. Anything you say, no matter where you are, in bed, asleep, or awake, at work, no matter whether alone or in a group, any spoken secret, any romantic encounter, any closed-door political meeting, can be sampled as speech-to-text, requiring the need for massive data centers. The best way to recruit a super spy or cop, or frame the most effective government resistance as terrorists, is to seek them through all available intelligence on all available persons. The significant increase in mental illness diagnoses is most certainly related to the seeking of human targets most responsive to remote influencing. Someone's propensity to mental illness may be another factor in the targeting process. My mother had a psychotic break after her divorce, but I was never told she had any mental illness until many years later. Was she targeted after leaving my father, who had once worked on an American military base? Again, I lived in a home with a Canadian, US, British military radome just up the hill. A target can be remotely infused with whatever is required to discredit or frame them, and the interests of the nation of Israel in this remote influencing technology extend to my long-term employer. My targeting really picked up when they were awarded a file involving a future attorney general of Israel and a failed hedge fund whose owner had fled there. The RCMP were corrupting my employer with the wireless entrapment set up at my contract site, a corporate sabotage directed at and through me. I never had any psychotic break before in my life, but once I dumped my handlers at work, where the RCMP were assigned, electronic harassment kept me sleepless until I went fully psychotic and into a highly suggestive state where I could be remotely influenced about anything, like repeatedly visiting the CBC building until I said something bizarre, which those tailing me could exploit as death threats and photography. Yes, everything sounds like criminal conspiracy when it is one. What I've described sounds incredible, but is no different than wearing an invisible set of headphones which receive silent and wireless instructions from military-grade technology. 50 years ago, psychiatry blamed such lofty beliefs on having a failed parental relationship, and I've had that too. As OpCatalyst has evidenced, all psychiatry can diagnose you as is mentally ill. As far as DSM-4 psychiatric classification, I am fully diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder. Many others in my situation may be as well. The advancement of gender neutrality, fluidity, and multiculturally society, as revolutionary as it may seem, is massed militarized remote influencing at work right now, breaking down and aggregating the cultural, political, and sexual identity of the world's minds, yet slowly enough not to be noticed as something artificial. This is why those persons breaking down personal boundaries and sexual identity have become so aggressive in doing so. Society appears to be freer in a mix of identities, cultures, and religions, while populations are enslaved more than they have ever been in history. While remote influencing is behavioral conditioning, virtual telepathy is no-touch torture and psychiatric abuse, breaking down the identity of the individual into wirelessly socialized networks of militarized obedience. Its prisoners will be born into open captivity, being both abused and influenced hands-free, not knowing there is another natural world to be discovered, a world without invisible captors.